Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is a well-known fact that in Islam, the right to divorce rests with the husband. Since he is the head of the family, he has been given this right. And a lady or a wife, she cannot divorce her husband, although when she wants divorce, she can seek divorce from her husband. And once she seeks divorce from her husband, it is essential that the husband either make an effort of reconciliation and try to reconcile the situation. And if the situation does not get reconciled, then he must initiate the procedure of divorce and give that divorce. And if he in any way hesitates, then a court of law can also come into play, and it can annul the marriage contract after negotiations have failed. Now, in this regard, a very important misconception which generally prevails is that whenever a lady seeks divorce or a wife seeks divorce, which in parlance is called khula, then she must give some money back to the husband. And in other words, this is also called talaq bil mal, which means that she has to buy her divorce. Whenever she has to seek divorce, she must pay some money back to the husband, and then only will the talaq or the divorce will get established. Now, since this has been based on a Quranic verse, I'll read out the verse to you, and it will become evident from that reading that actually the verse has not been interpreted properly. It has been interpreted out of context. The Quranic directive is that once a husband gives divorce to his wife, it is absolutely not allowed to him to take back any gifts that he might have given to his wife, and it is against decency and the norms of manliness that he should do so. However, the Quran says that there are two exceptions to this, and one of the exceptions is that if the husband also wants to divorce his wife and the wife also wants to get divorced from her husband, but the only issue is that the husband has gifted a lot of property, a lot of wealth, and given it to his wife, and he's not divorcing his wife simply because he thinks that once he divorces his wife, he will lose all this wealth and all this property. So in this particular case, the Quran says, if this is the situation, that the husband wants to give a divorce and the lady also wants to get a separation from her husband, but the only issue is that the husband is simply not giving the divorce because he has gifted a lot of money, a lot of property, a lot of wealth to the wife, and by divorcing her, he would be losing all this. So the Quran says that if this is the case, then in this particular case only, it is okay if the wife returns some of the gifts which have been given to her, and it would be okay if the husband accepts. So in other words, this is only a particular case of a divorce in which a wife is giving back some of the gifts simply because the husband is not divorcing her, because he thinks that if he divorces her wife, then he would be losing a lot of money. So therefore, it needs to be considered that giving money at all costs in cases of khula is absolutely erroneous. It is erroneous to say that the Quran says that a wife, whenever she seeks divorce, then she must return the gifts that are given to her by her husband. Another thing which is important is that gifts are being implied here. The mehr is not at all an issue here. Mehr is the right of the wife, and once it has been given by the husband, it is absolutely wrong that he takes her back. That takes the mehr back. So therefore, whatever is implied here relates to gifts and some other things which might have been gifted by the husband to the wife. And I now read out the verses of the Quran which actually state this, and it will become evident by a simple translation of those verses that this is just a particular case of divorce in which a certain issue is being discussed, which I have just described, and it is absolutely not the case that in cases of every khula, in matters of divorce, in which a lady is seeking divorce, she has to pay money in every situation at all costs. The Quran says, I read out these words from you, they are words from Surah Baqarah, verse 229. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَن يَخَافَ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِيمَا افْتَدَتْ بِهِ تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا وَمَن يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And if you decide to depart with your wives, then on this occasion it is unlawful for you to take back from them anything that you have given them, unless both husband and wife fear that they may not be able to keep within the bounds of God. Then if you also fear that they will not be able to remain within the bounds set by Allah, there shall be no offense for either of them regarding the gifts given by the husband if the wife seeks divorce by returning them to him in ransom. These are the bounds set by Allah. Do not transgress them. And you should know that those who transgress the bounds of Allah are wrongdoers. So it is absolutely evident from this simple translation that a particular issue or a particular case of divorce is discussed here, in which the husband has gifted a lot of money to the wife and he's simply not divorcing her because he thinks that by divorcing her, he would be losing that money. And the wife has been urged by the Quran that if in such a case she returns these gifts back to the husband and in that matter a separation or a divorce takes place, then it would be okay or all right for the husband to accept these gifts back. Now, another thing which is also mentioned at another place in the Quran, in Surah Nisa, is that there is one more case in which these gifts can be accepted or back by the husband, and that is if the wife is guilty of open sexual transgression. So this is another case in which a husband can take back the gifts that he has given her. So in a nutshell, we can say that in this regard, it is not at all correct to assume or to derive or conclude that in all matters of khula, in which a wife seeks divorce from her husband, that she must pay at all costs some money, some wealth that has been gifted to her by her husband. And this just constitutes a particular case of divorce, which I have just described. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.